joined now by Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin. Coach, just a little slow start, but then you led 15-10, and then the big second quarter, 25-6. You outscored them 31-2 in the second half, and talk about just overcoming a little slow start and then kicking it into high gear.
Well, I told the guys before the game, I think there's one of the reasons, many reasons, we're going to have a lot of success this year is I think our biggest strength is our strength in our numbers. And I think that was evident when we had four starters with two fouls. And we brought guys off the bench that didn't just hang out. We got better with other guys on the floor. And, you know, Maddox Shively was incredible in that second. Maddox was the best player on the floor in the first half. And that was the first time he's ever sniffed a varsity game before. And I'm so happy and proud of him. And, you know, it's just when you can bring a guy off the bench like that and he elevates you to another level, that's a really good quality and a good sign for us the rest of the year.
You know, you mentioned about Maddox. Chase Harrington, hardly, you know, played spot minutes last year, 11 off the bench.
Chase is our best post player. He posts the hardest. He has the best post moves, I would say. He's the hardest to guard down there, and he's got a role that is perfect for him. Him and Madden can sub in for each other. We don't have to worry about foul trouble. And I called plays for Chase in the second and third quarter. And in my coaching career, I've never called a play for your sixth or seventh man before. And that tells you the quality of him, and that tells you the quality of our team when you can call a set play for your seventh man and he can score like that.
What'd you like about Ryland Crowell tonight?
Well, Ryland kept us afloat in the first quarter. I mean, we struggled to get a couple rebounds. We got down 6-2, I believe. You know, he was strong going to the basket, hit a three in transition, and, you know, he's got a chance to have a really good year. And, you know, we just had so many guys play well tonight. I'm so happy for them. They're so excited, and it's a perfect way to start the year.
And what does it mean to come on the road and just do the little things right, and you still learn some things from this basketball game, and then you get ready for three next week?
You know, driving out here is obviously not the most advantageous thing to do, but we got a clean sweep tonight, and all three of our teams indicated a level of toughness and physicality and just playing the right way and playing hard that allowed us to come out here and get three wins. And we really tried to instill in them every day at practice that we've got to be the toughest, most physical team out there and care the most. And if we do that, I like our chances in a lot of games this year. And I think our guys are fully bought into that, and having a night like that just reinvigorates everybody else and keep them hungry.
Coach Spring Hill, first up in the Paul Terry Classic Tuesday night, Spartan Gymnasium.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to having a really good crowd that we can play behind and give us some energy, because Spring Hill, the competition level is going to go up. And, you know, I'm excited for that challenge, and I'm also excited to get a home game and have a really good crowd and, you know, see if we can continue to build on this.
Three opportunities next week.
Absolutely.
So Tuesday night is Spring Hill. Friday night, Wichita Trinity, and then Saturday, Hayden. So
it's a big week.
Big week for Emporia High, and a good way to start year number three. Coach, you know, I was so excited when you talked to us about a month ago, but this one felt good to see balance. And I got another interesting question I wanted to ask you. I remember when you changed the offense that final week of the regular season last year. Did you just kind of want to do those same things, you know, this year with this squad?
Well, you know, I'm a firm believer that you, based off the type of players you have, you adjust your philosophy and your schemes based off the players you have. So the offense we're running this year is different than anything we've ever run before, because it fits the strengths of this team. And our guys like it. It's it's got a lot of variety to it, and it gives guys specific roles. So hopefully we can continue to be efficient offensively and be hard to guard. And tonight was a good first step in that direction.
Awesome. Well, Coach, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The win. As a good way to start year number three, and ready for a big week next week. Safe travels back home.
You too.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you very much.